Office of the Metropolitan Phonograph Company, 257 Fifth Avenue, New York City. This is being dictated upon the phonograph graphophone on Thursday, October the 10th, 1889. And this cylinder will be put under the cornerstone of the New York World Building today. The graphophone that is being used for this dictation is number 188, type A. And this particular machine was made by the Western Electric Company of New York City. Henry Lewis. This graphophone was invented by Mr. Bell and Mr. Danter of Washington, USA. I don't know the date of the patent. Number 341-288 of May the 4th, 1886. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over a many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping at my chamber door. It is some visitor, I muttered, only this and nothing more. The New York Baseball Club has just won the league championship. Hurrah for the New York Baseball Club. This year, 1889, has been a wonderful year for disasters. The first of the year, the Brooklyn Gas Works blew up, and the great cyclone we had blew down the suspension bridge at Niagara Falls. Later in the summer, we had a great flood at Johnstown, and the whole city was swept away. And also in China and Japan, they've had great floods, and a great landslide in Quebec, Ontario. No, not Ontario. It was in the city of Quebec, in Canada. Chicago wants to get the World's Fair in 1892. But she won't get it because New York is going to get there just the same. The transatlantic steamship, the City of New York, is the fastest boat now on record. She makes the trip in less than 6 days. Edison has just won his lamp suit from the Pittsburgh court, or rather from the Westinghouse Company. Yours truly, A.W. Rhodes.